Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this Saturday. It is the 27th day of the month of April, 2024, and looks like the weather situation across the nation varied from place to place. We do see a warm front that's moving across Ohio and western Pennsylvania, and that will be arriving in the northeast, giving summer-like conditions for about a day or two on Monday and Tuesday from Washington, D.C. all the way up to the Boston area. But as that warm front moves through, there will be some showers. The showers most likely arriving Saturday night into early Sunday, but on the light side and less to the south, a little bit more to the north. Looks like more widespread showers across upper New York State into central and northern New England as well. Elsewhere across the nation, though, for aviation interest, if you're traveling into the airline hubs across the nation, we see Atlanta still doing very good. No problems in and out of the Atlanta area, number one in the world as far as transfers and airlines inbound and outbound. And it looks like Charlotte is also going to be doing pretty good today, although there will be a few showers on Saturday. Still looks like some showers across much of Texas, overcasted weather. It doesn't look like tremendously bad weather for Houston, but there will be occasional light rain and some showers, and that will probably slow things down a bit into there. Dallas-Fort Worth also possibly going by the book with the chance of some later day thunderstorms. All across Denver looks like lots of weather that could include just about a little bit of everything. And some locally severe weather in the Denver area that could be extensive delays into there. Chicago also having their delays because of a couple of frontal systems, one front just moving through from the northwest, and that is also bringing rainy conditions up to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So expect some slight delays into there. Looks like L.A. is doing improved weather. They've had clouds and showers last several days, and looks like decent conditions, no problems weather-wise, into the LAX. But also looking at generally fair skies in San Francisco, except for some morning fog and some low-level cloud cover. The Pacific Northwest still being buffeted by those tremendous rains. And Portland also up in the Seattle area, and most likely will continue on Sunday as well. The main problem that we do see is in and out of the Denver area. Could be some extensive delays into there. Elsewhere is looking pretty good. Might be some showers in South Florida, but the West Coast is looking good. The East Coast probably a little bit more shower action from Miami up to West Palm. And that will be throughout the daytime on Saturday and also on Sunday afternoon as well. Weather-wise, across the Northeast, Carter, on Saturday, the weather is going to be nice, but with an increase in clouds, temperatures in the 60s. That's where it should be. Going into a little bit of cloud cover early on Sunday with the chance of some showers, but then temperatures warming a bit to closer to 65 to 70. But it's going to be on Monday when you're going to have temperatures between 80 and 85 in New York City, all with sunshine, but looks like back to some showers on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri. I'm the weatherman. Next update coming up on your Sunday morning. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Talk to you soon.